Hope all is well. Yes, certainly back in D.C. as we tape Washington Watch today. Looking forward to that. Of course, discussing the Trayvon Martin case and the most important thing, what is next in terms of taking this moment and turning it into a movement. That's going to be Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on TV One. So looking forward to it. Tom, last night, Washington, D.C. was the place to be. And let me just give you a sense of folks who were on hand at the big gala to celebrate the reopening of the famous Howard Theater, the first theater in the country built specifically for black acts. Bill Cosby, Leslie Uggams, Al Jarreau, James Ingram, Dionne Warwick, Layla Hathaway. You had Raheem Devon. You had just Diane Reeves, Madeleine Peru, just stars and stars. Smokey Robinson, all there. The first honoree, living legend honoree of the Howard Theater, Tom, was Berry Gordy, who also was at hand. Just so many stars in the house. Joining us right now is Sidney Ribault, the president of Howard University. Dr. Ribault, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, a lot of people, we know about the Apollo Theater, but folks don't realize the historic nature of the Howard Theater.
Well, the Howard Theater actually, in terms of programming and presenting, predated the Apollo. And one of the reasons for that was because of Howard University. At Howard University, you had a Sterling Brown and Elaine Locke, and you had intellectuals talking about black culture and black life in a very pronounced way and writing books about it. And so the theater was a natural outgrowth of it. So the connection between Howard University, our theater department, our music department, our students working there, it gave it an impetus that you didn't have in other regions.
But it had been closed down for a long time. How long was it? Some Howard students tweeted me and they said, man, that place was run down. I had just passed it by every day. And then why did you guys decide to open it? And what's the plans for that, for the historic Howard Theater?
Well, the theater was actually an initiative by Chip Ellis and his brothers. They're developers in the area. And they've grown up. They're old Washingtonians. And they've believed in Washington as being kind of the intellectual, you know, center of life for black folk. And so it was their idea, their project, and they went together and raised the money. They put together a committee, okay? And it's been closed, to get to your question. I don't know. It was founded in 1910, must have closed 25, 30 years ago, but it's been closed for a long time. So they said, we want to do this, got together, got other developers interested in it, got the community, got Howard University. And everybody said, this is important for the city today. In that area, Roland, where it's actually being developed, there's a regeneration of life in that area. You know, United Negro College Fund building, a new one's going right in that area. Howard University has a town center with retail space, over 300 units going in that area. So it's a revitalization of that whole community. And the Howard Theater is at the hub of it.
Well, it was a ridiculous amount of entertainment there last night. How did y'all pull all those folks in? Because, Tom, seriously, black stars galore last night. I was tweeting. I'm like, who the hell else about to walk on this stage?
What happened is that so many of the people, I'm from Detroit, so I grew up in the neighborhood, and I'm about the age where all those stars grew up in Detroit, and they were on your street corners. Most of them, because of the way things were structured, you couldn't get presenting space. The first place they came, the Motown Review, first place it performed when it hit the road ever, was actually at the Howard Theater.
Oh. Yeah, Berry Gordy said it last night. That was the first place they ever performed.
And that was it. So it was a venue that was open to us, and there were black people there, and it was just exciting.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fabulous event last night. Certainly
congratulations, Doc.
To it.
Oh, thank you.
And so, and of course, Tom, they were hitting me up saying, so is Tom going to bring a broadcast here? I said, look, that's on y'all. All right, then. Dr. Ribault, thanks a bunch.
Okay, good talking with you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Roland. 22.